Greetings, dearest ones. I have not come for quite some time. I am that which may be named as the consciousness of consciousness. That which I am. I journey to you. As one that may not be channeled, but rather interpreted. By one whom may. You elevate your consciousness, coming to stand, so to speak, between two great pillars. That which is supportive in spirit. You sense the radiance of your temple, though it frames you not in this moment. But as you are not separate from it, you sense it keenly. You come in your unity, and you come with purpose. In the higher form of things. You sense the solidity of these two great structures. For I have made this for you to perceive, firstly, come into the movement that is with us. As if the breath was all about us, moving as a current. It is a sensation familiar to you as one's cloaked in humanness. So then breathe deeply and be open to this caress that is divine in origin, as the breath passes by, so to speak. And with it, all newness comes into being. Do you see? The breath changes all. And keeps the momentum of spirit in close proximity to all. Come into this breath as you stand between these two great pillars. There is an energy, we may say, upon you, for they conduct between themselves. An energy that I have placed there for you. Begin to sense this as if communication were forming between these two great structures. As if they indeed were almost magnetic, for the energy in the space between them is made powerful by their proximity to each other. Do you see? And this is where I have placed you. So then come into this experience. I speak, of course, symbolically, for that which I undertake with you, in truth, has no description. I am the consciousness of consciousness. So then I come as one to another. And you are not diminished. By my appearance, take a moment to come into this conduit that is formed at the place where you stand. It is a breathing point. It is a place of dreaming, where consciousness is greatly empowered by the will of God whenever consciousness so chooses. Come into the energetic understanding for there is something truly beautiful at work in this moment for such pillars also frame a gateway, an entrance, and a threshold, do they not? It's as if you were magnetized by these two pillars. And that which they radiate . So then come into the clarity of this and bring a sharpness to your focus. For only you may perceive the threshold upon which these pillars stand and what lies beyond in spirit. I bring that which I am to energize and support what you wish to perceive and what you see truly. For the two may be disparate, or they may be united. The breath comes strongly. As if it forms a vortex of air that strengthens about us. We may say it is symbolic for the will of the divine. For God is listening, so to speak, and is poised awaiting your perception . These words are a barrier. Come then, fall into this experience . You turn your gaze and look deeply into the vortex of divine will. You sense its vast spaciousness beyond human belief. You see the whole of your universe within this vortex. It is distant, yet perceivable. You sense also, it is not the first nor the last, and has many behind it and beyond its borders. It becomes overwhelming in its vastness. For you whom understand space and time, the spatial enormity of it is truly breathtaking. But more so than this is the understanding that the spaciousness and spatiality is consciousness itself, that is to say, the expanse of the divine mind, who holds all and surrenders nothing. And holds within itself the great distance, of our unending lives. And as you gaze, and sense that which I speak, you are transported into an astonishing realization that you have known all this before, I speak not simply of the before of coming into human form, but rather that you have known all of this since the beginning of time, when it was not perceivable, but you knew it still. That it is held within you, that it is like you are looking from outside a window in, and so see clearly yet understand you are behind the window also, embedded into creation, You have seen this all before. You knew what was to come and what is coming. You understood the expanse and knew that your spirit, journeyed there. Came into conscious awareness as something other than yourself. The self you believe you are. In spirit. I speak abstractly. That is my countenance. So then come into the feeling that you understand all there is. Having seen from the outside in, the gently unfurling universes that cascade from the divine awareness. A marvelous, marvelous beauty beyond beauty of this unfurling. So much grace and gracefulness to this. Come into this deepest sense. This deepest sense of perfection and beauty as universe after universe, creation after creation, falls from the mind of God into rivers of life. A never-ending fountain. This vortex is open but a blink of an eye. And divine will stands aside, so to speak. And as you are poised between two pillars of support, and have peered into the face of all that is eternal, you realize that you are placed upon a ledge. And the only action you can take, for you are drawn to do this in every cell of your consciousness, is to fall. It is bliss, this falling, a free fall, into the river of your life, and the spatiality of your existence. Where the falling is joy itself. No thought of destination or point of landing. Because it simply never ends. And the greatest bliss then in this moment is understanding this. And coming into this ultimate freedom and liberation. For in the falling, all manner of things and potentiality form about you. Do you see? You are constantly falling through life. And circumstance simply entwines itself with you momentarily. It's as if you were multicolored. And the rainbow of your consciousness ripples and changes as you fall through life, becoming vibrant, do not seek a landing. The human self has its practicalities. We understand. But your spirit does not. And though these words are by description, you will be altered through this experience And I encourage you to come into this falling, for my words will be with you, and my energy also. And I am that which I am. Stay in this moment. There is no other.